Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Welcome to r/ Best of Redditor Updates, where OP's younger sister tries to seduce her husband. Our next Reddit post is from r/ Relationship Advice. My younger sister, who's 10 years younger than me, is trying to seduce my husband, and I'm freaking out. I'm a 30-year-old woman, and my 20-year-old sister has started college in the city that my husband and I live in. My husband is 28, by the way. There's a housing shortage here, and getting your own place can take 2 to 3 years sometimes, so my sister moved in with us. We live in a 4-bedroom apartment. She moved in last week in November. Everything was great, at first. Later, I started noticing that she's very affectionate with my husband. Whenever he works from home, she's also home that day, making him sandwiches, coffee, etc. She never uses a shower in her room because it's too small. Instead, she uses the bigger one in the hall so she can walk around in a towel. Sometimes going into the kitchen to make tea when my husband is tidying up after dinner. She stands there in the towel, chit-chatting. It feels so weird and perverted, to be honest, because, I mean, she's my baby sister. I thought that maybe I'm overreacting because I seem to be the only one noticing anything weird. I spoke to my mom about it, but she says that it's in my head because my husband loves me and my sister loves me, and I'm just feeling insecure because I'm pregnant and I've gained weight. I'm having a difficult pregnancy, so yesterday I took a day off and stayed in bed. My husband was working from home. My sister didn't know that I was home. She came home from the gym and she had brought lunch with her. She called for my husband to join her, and I heard her loudly saying, "I bet you wish that you had a wife who took care of you like this." I went to the kitchen and she was in her sports bra and very small tight shorts. She was like, "Oh, I didn't know that you were here," and she took her lunch and went to her room. I don't know what to do about this situation. I've mentioned this once to her about her walking around in a towel, but she laughed it off saying that I was imagining things because I'm insecure. If I kicked her out, it would mean that she can't continue with her studies this year because my parents live 5 hours away. I'm not worried about my husband, but I think that what she's doing is disrespectful, and for this to continue 1, maybe 2 years is honestly exhausting. What the hell is wrong with her? She used to be my baby girl. And then OP posted an update. Since my mother and sister dismissed me, I talked to my husband. He told me that he noticed my sister acting weird around him. He was, however, very uncomfortable talking to me about it, since it was my idea that she should live with us. He was afraid that I might think that he's making things up to kick my sister out. He said that on days that he's working from home, she's almost always home as well, either walking around in her underwear or in gym clothes. He asked her on a number of occasions to put more clothes on. She laughed and asked him if he's not used to being around confident women. She also always talked me down in front of him, commenting about my bad posture or my old age or, "I wonder if she'll be able to lose her baby weight." I was appalled. What the hell is wrong with my sister? I've never had any problems with her, and I've always took care of her growing up. I decided that she had to leave. I've been trying to find a place for her in the city, and I know that one of my colleagues' grandmothers rents rooms for students. She lives near campus, so that would be perfect for her. I didn't want to break the news myself to her because, by now, I knew what she was going to say. That I'm jealous and threatened by her. So I asked my husband to talk to her. Apparently, she broke down crying, asking him if I put him up to this. He told her that this was his apartment as much as it is mine, and he's not comfortable having her around. He told her about the new arrangement we've made, but if she didn't like it, she was welcome to find a new place on her own or move back home. We're letting her stay until the end of the month. Today, she was so angry with me. She told me that if my husband really loved me, I wouldn't have felt so threatened by her. She was also mad because now she'll have to pay rent and live in a smaller room. I don't know. I feel sorry for her, but I'm honestly shocked at how callous she is. When did this happen? Only yesterday, she was my baby sister who waited for me to come home on holidays and try my new clothes and makeup. Now she's shut in her room, only speaking to me to call me pathetic and insecure. I'm so miserable right now. Man, with little sisters like these, who needs enemies? OP, I think your little sister upgraded from trying out your clothes and makeup to trying out your man. Our next Reddit post comes from r/relationship advice. My parents have 5 kids, a 27-year-old woman, a 26-year-old guy, then me, my twin brother, and our adopted brother are all 23. I'm a 23-year-old woman, by the way. John was adopted when his biological parents, who were close friends with our parents, died when he was a few months old. So this has been a slowly building thing for years now, but it really got called to everyone's attention in the past 5 years. I remember growing up with John normally, as any siblings would, and all of our siblings say the same. We played, we fought, we made up, and we broke our parents' stuff. However, the past 5 years have been somewhat strange. At first, I thought that it was just John being John, but now, after I've spoken with him, we discovered that it was more than we thought. First off, John left the day that he turned 18, which was a surprise because he had good grades and everyone assumed that he would go to college like the rest of us. He graduated one semester early and left the house on his 18th birthday, which was a shock to everyone. He earned money doing chore work for our dad and uncles and had bought his own car, and apparently saved enough to get an apartment. It was weird, and my parents were sad, but more than that, they were proud and happy for him. Dad offered John money to help him start life on his own, but John refused and said that he would be fine. My parents were insanely proud of John. They're not typically the brag about my kid kind of people, but they were telling everyone how independent, responsible, mature, and fearless John was. Now, it's important to note that us siblings were always fairly close. I cried the first night John was gone, and I wanted my dad to figure out a way to make him come back because I was scared that he would die or something. So when his communication to us suddenly dropped to almost nothing, it was weird and we missed him. But our parents said that he was busy working and taking care of himself, and that when he was settled and figured things out, he'd be back to his normal self. That never happened though, and also, John just kind of stopped talking to us. He would talk to us around birthdays and holidays, but even then, that was strange. Basically, every time he saw us, he was just in and out. For example, our older brother was the only other sibling there when John was there for Mom's most recent birthday, and he said that John was very clinical, and that it felt more like a soldier was paying respect to a commanding officer than anyone visiting their parents. One thing about this that stood out was that John talked to our mom, dad, and brother about a lot of things going on in his life. Apparently, he got a girlfriend, just got a dog, and has a great new job in construction. No one knew any of this, and Dad cracked a joke about how they're terrible parents because how could they not know anything about what's going on in one of their kids' lives? After John left, our mom looked sad, and when our older brother asked her what was wrong, she said that it felt like John didn't want to be around her and that she missed him, but she refused to say anything more about it. So our older brother started a group chat with everyone except John to ask if any of us had noticed anything wrong with him. We'd all briefly talked about how distant John had been over the years, but this was our first serious talk together. Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. Life is full of compromise, but there's one thing in life that you should never compromise on, your own health. That's why I like to use ZocDoc to find the best doctors for me. That's how I found my personal doctor, as well as the pediatrician for my little girl. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. My favorite thing is that you can see doctor reviews. I mean, who wants to go to a doctor who makes you sit alone in a room for an hour and then rushes out after barely speaking to you? I love using ZocDoc because, to be honest, it's easy and I'm lazy. Go to ZocDoc.com/RS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/RS. ZocDoc.com/RS. At the end of it, we all arranged to meet up with John and try to talk to him to make sure that everything was okay. It took some effort to get him to open up, but he finally did, and what he said has really rocked our family. He said, "I'm not their real son." We all immediately tried to reassure him that Mom and Dad love him, and that we do too, but he had all these stories about how Mom and Dad treated him differently. There were lots of examples. Like, his older brother would hug Mom and kiss her on the cheek, but if John tried to do the same, she would push him off. Dad would happily talk about sports with anyone, but he would be short with John. Our grandparents were never excited to see him. His aunts and uncles weren't interested in him and his hobbies or what was going on at school. One incident was that Dad asked each boy to go on a hunting trip, and he never asked John. And when they were leaving, John asked, and you could tell Dad was annoyed. My brothers confirmed this one, because they thought that it was weird how Dad acted. When John said that he was fine and he wasn't going, my brother said that Dad looked happy about it. John would ask for help with schoolwork, but Mom or Dad would say that they were tired or tell him to ask teachers, but they would stay up for the rest of us. You get the idea. There was a lot of stuff, and enough of us witnessed it that we don't think that he was misremembering things or making them up. John wasn't bitter or angry about this. He said that he understood that they wouldn't be able to love him the same way that they loved us. And he said, "It would be inhuman of me to ask that of them," which broke my heart. He said that he refused the money from Dad because he would have felt badly about him using it on him instead of on his real children. He said that he'll always love them and respect them and be grateful for their sacrifices for raising him, but that it was too painful to be around them for too long because he knew they couldn't be what he wanted and he couldn't be what they wanted. Our older sister was impassioned by this and told my parents about it. It was a shit show. Our mom cried and our dad punched a wall. They're both ashamed and hurt and insist that they love him just as much as they do the rest of us. Now that John knows that our parents know that he's upset, he's apprehensive about coming around, which is understandable. We love our brother and our parents love him too, and we all miss him. How do we fix this? Okay. I realize there's an update that's probably going to change the story, but I'm just going to take a quick pause here and say, this last sentence kind of bothers me because it sounds like OP is like really on her brother's side and she wants to like advocate for her brother. But when she says, "We love our brother and our parents love him too and we all miss him, how do we fix this?" I get kind of like upset about that because clearly, objectively, the parents don't love John the same way they love everyone else. John's literally telling OP what the problem is. And OP's response is to be like, "But no, we all love you. We really do. How do we fix this?" Man, listen. John's telling you, listen. The way that you fix this, OP, is that you have to treat John like a brother. You have no control over John's relationship with his parents, but you do have control over your relationship with John. So start there, OP, and please don't belittle his experience by saying, "No, our parents really do love you. I promise." Because that's just not his experience at all. Anyways, OP posted an update. Let's see where this goes. "The first people I really wanted to talk to were my parents. I didn't share everything John shared with us in the thread that I made, but there were so many things my parents had done that were just downright cruel. The conversation was fairly quiet and extremely emotional. When I detailed the things that John remembered, I began to cry, and it hurt even more because I almost wanted my parents to deny it. I wanted them to be certain that they would never do anything so mean, and that maybe John was remembering things wrong. But they never denied it. When I brought up specific instances, you could see them turn their heads or eyes away in shame. They would get up and pace, put their heads down, but never deny. When I asked them about it, most times they said they didn't realize they were doing something or that they were too careless. they kept saying that there was no excuse for it. I asked my father specifically about the hunting trip that he didn't invite John on, and he said that he had asked the other boys, and it just never crossed his mind to go out of the way to ask John. I asked them both why they didn't help him with homework or make sure that their 18-year-old leaving home had a solid plan and would be safe. I never got a response on that. I asked my mom about why she pushed John away whenever he tried to be affectionate towards her, and her response is one that really leaves me at a loss. She was very honest and said that in her mind, she couldn't ignore the fact that he was a sexually mature male who was not biologically related. She said that it felt no different having my other brothers hug and kiss her as babies as it would today, but that around the time that John went through puberty, she couldn't see him as one of her babies anymore.
Yo, what? Oh my god, okay. Okay.
She said that her instinct then became to protect her daughters, just in case. She said that it was hard and that she wasn't happy about it, but she'd rather have protected us and gone too far to John's detriment than been lax to our detriment. She said that when John left, she felt relieved. After talking with them, I spoke with my older sister, who was still very angry. Same thing with our other siblings. We, the siblings, love John so much and want him back in our lives like before. We don't want to lose him. We reached out to John, and it was a bittersweet conversation to have. We both were happy to be talking to each other. We still have our inside jokes and things like that, and we can hang out like nothing ever happened. But when we spoke about reestablishing our old relationship, he said that it would be difficult. He said that he would love to be my brother, but that he feels gross around us girls because of Mom, and that he feels like less than around our brothers. He said that loneliness sucks, but that it's better than feeling like people would rather not have you around. He said that he felt like a family friend who everyone liked, but who stuck around too long. We both ended up crying. It was very ugly. We at least decided that we would try to be siblings for each other. Down in the comments, I'm going to read this reply from Gluckskind because it really resonated with me. John was punished on so many levels just for purely existing. Like, yeah, what did John do? What did he do? His parents died, and his adoptive parents responded by abusing him even more? And oh my god, how messed up is it to treat a 12-year-old, probably like between 11 to 13-year-old boy, as like a sexual predator? Like, man, who has a 11-year-old child that you've raised for like 10 to 11 years and immediately thinks, I have to protect my daughters from this predator? Really disgusting behavior, OP. If I were in your shoes, OP, I would work really hard to rebuild my relationship with John. Also, I would be seriously reevaluating my relationship with my parents. I mean, yeah, I'm sure you love your parents because you had like a decent relationship with them growing up, but how could you even look at your parents the same way after you know that they literally abused your brother? Because I know I sure as hell couldn't. That was r/bestofredditor updates. And if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.